This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to another episode of The Adventures of Danny and Mike, wherein the fellas discuss license plate lookups, celebrity bidets, and wedding weekends. Now play the music, Toosie.
So basically, I was at a wedding this weekend, and this sort of has to do with a story from the last full episode that I told about FaceTiming with Marlo while I was on the toilet. I don't know why everybody was so bent out of shape about it.
People are definitely bent out of shape about it.
Doesn't make any sense.
There was some social media chatter about it. There was a massive backlash.
I think it was
somebody, because it's fucking weird.
I think it was termed Jeremy Walks Back Words after massive backlash was the headline.
Ryan told me I needed Jesus, so that's something. I don't
Which
think
is weird
it's true.
Coming from her.
Yeah. I went away for a wedding last weekend. Shout out to Edmund Hawkins and Katie Winters. Well, Katie Hawkins now, I guess. Maybe. I don't know how they're going to do it. But
it's Winterhawk. Thank you.
Oh, there you go. But yeah, they got married. So big shout out to them. We love them very much. We rented a nice place to stay. You know, a nice little hotel. It was a yoga retreat type place.
Weird.
Had a bidet, guys. Guess who FaceTime while using the bidet for the first time ever? This guy.
You got to be careful.
Why?
Because you need both hands just in case.
You don't understand.
You press the wrong button, you're in trouble.
This bidet had everything. A heated seat. It had a dryer. It had different water things. So, yeah, I'll put the picture up.
Let me guess. Was it from the good people?
Please tell me you just took a picture of the bidet
and not you.
My face and Marla's face as I FaceTime her at first impact.
Screenshot.
That's what it is.
First impact?
Yes.
Disgusting.
God.
Yeah. Because I'd never been on a bidet.
Was that with Brad Pitt, First Impact?
No, that's Deep Impact.
That's a movie with the giant shark.
Was this from the good people at Toto Manufacturing, the Japanese toilet concern?
I don't know, but it was amazing.
You didn't look for the brand?
I took a picture, so we'll look at it after this episode, but maybe there's a brand on there.
Did you go online now?
Throw it up there on the big screen for everyone.
You can add a bidet to your toilet.
I'm aware.
Anytime.
Very easily.
I'm aware. Anytime.
And I might. You never know after this.
You know our buddy Jim Tews. He's got one in his.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he installs bidets.
He installs bidets.
That would have been a much more
interesting. When he's not doing comedy and recording albums.
Like, yeah. He installs celebrity bidets.
Celebrity bidets.
Yeah, he's got a lot of tales to tell you about the taints of the various.
Okay, that's gone too far.
What are you talking about? You're FaceTiming while you're down there, buddy.
Jounce's old drummer, Quinn, with the beard.
Kentucky Quinn.
Has a pretty wealthy cousin who lives in Louisville.
Okay.
And he...
His name's Kentucky Jim.
Kentucky Jim let us stay at his house, and he had a really swanky place. And his toilet was the most insane thing ever, and it was it had a built-in bidet, and you walk in, and the lights turn on, and music starts playing, and you sit down, and the seat gets heated. It's just
that's amazing.
It's this amazing experience.
It comes to body temperature within 10 seconds is the amazing thing. They develop this internal heating element, radiant fluorine.
We're gonna get you right up to 98.2
because for your ass,
It's
98.6 is inside. It's a little colder outside, guys.
Kind of like the game
down.
We play when we go on tour and we turn the seat heaters on all the way up.
Seat heater game.
It's great.
It's been elevated.
That, secretly turn on the seat heat and people think they're peeing themselves.
It's been elevated because some of the vans that we rent now have ones in the back now, so you don't even know what can happen.
Car manufacturers can now help your torture of your children and friends.
Well, I don't want to get off subject. This episode was not about butt warming or peeing yourself. It was about bidets, but let's start the show. Welcome to The Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Bidets that this is still happening.
And to his right? Yeah, that was the first use. No, Mike's not having it.
Mike, give it. I only had it in mono. Give it to me again.
And to his right. Yeah, I need to adjust the volume a little bit.
Get a mix down.
I like that you're trying things now.
Yeah, dude.
You've had this birthday toy for what?
Not the birthday toy. It's another thing. But yes, you're right. I'm gonna put some more on there, but
excuse me that I can't see over and see that you have two different black machines on the other side of.
Do you think this is a keyboard? This little
I couldn't
tiny
see
thing
what you were doing.
Here?
I didn't
Sorry,
see.
Damn, just the admit gods. Admit Gee that whiz. You're bedazzled by his 8 shiny knobs and move on.
I am. I'm bedazzled and bedayed.
Yeah, you're right. And my name's Jeremy. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. We do appreciate it. Thanks to all you watching on Patreon.
And thank you to Jim Twos for all of your juicy celebrity bidet stories that are about to unfold on today's episode of Celebrity Poo.
Have you seen any of his, he grabbed the TMZ, gang, 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 and it's him filming his cat always, and he's just like, Arthur, this is that, like, Arthur, do you have any comments on that? And he's, you know, it's just the cat, like, dude, he's just doing his cat thing.
Man.
But Jim also got a dog, so, like,
Jim is good.
Is he, how can he be a cat and a dog guy? I don't know.
But
it's
do
kind of hard. I don't know.
I just read recently that cat people are more intelligent. Is that true?
I don't know, man.
So it sounds like some denial.
I don't know, man.
Sounds like two H's and an
I've
O.
I've had a cat and I've had dogs, so.
Have you gotten dumber since you got rid of the cat? I feel like I've gotten
dumber. I'm relatively
dumber.
The same dumb I've always been.
Oh. I don't know. Don't sell yourself short.
No,
I'd like to think you're dumber than you've ever been.
I can't get dumber. That's true.
Yeah.
It's funny that we're speaking about Jim Twos because...
And dumb in the same
and
sentence.
And dumb in the
former
same
guest.
Sentence. Sorry, former guest Jim Twos, and he listens sometimes, so maybe he's listening to this.
I played at your wedding.
He did play at the wedding.
Your wedding.
Not Ed.
I said the wedding.
Right, yes. But you know...
Oh, I know, you were talking about another
Edmund
wedding.
Edmund and Katie, Winterhawk.
Yes. Yeah,
takes flight.
Jesus, guys, are we falling off the rails?
Guys, I mean, yeah, what, fucking 5 minutes into this thing?
Woo!
This is it's an embarrassment
it's
is what
great.
It is.
Everything is fine.
It reminds me of the time that...
I got asked...
Lena Waithe turned on this water way too hot,
I'm talking.
Scalding.
I'm talking.
You got asked to stop bidetting.
I don't want to talk about bidets no more. I got an email from the Rock and Roll Playhouse. Do you know about this?
No.
The Rock and Roll Playhouse is like a
It's like the American
company.
Playhouse?
No, it's a company and they're all across the country. They have different venues and they do shows, rock and roll shows.
In the vein of?
No, they do rock and roll shows for kids. So like their venue in New York is Brooklyn Bowl. And they asked me if Jounce would do something. And
oh,
I was
that's
like,
cool.
Yeah, like totally. He's like,
we don't play for crayons.
He goes, I heard you guys play a lot of Weezer. I was like, well, no, I play in a Weezer cover band.
And they said, Jim Twos, sorry.
And they
he
said,
does
well,
too many bidet
well,
videos for
he
our.
Screwed up my bidet.
No, the whole thing
my
that they
hasn't
do
been
is they
right
do,
ever since.
They're like, everything is themed. The rock, like, so the Rock and Roll Playhouse is like, the Rock and Roll Playhouse does the music of Bob Marley or does, you know. Led Musical Zeppelin.
Yeah, G goes to baby sing-alongs, but I think that they're actually at the Knitting Factory over there.
But this is like, do they do Rock and Roll Playhouse up there too?
I'm just saying. He's gone to a couple different ones that
but
are
is
like.
Is like a rock, like a show?
It's themed, yeah. He's gone to like a Grateful Dead one and a Beatles one or something
cool.
like that. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the same deal. So they ask us to play Weezer. So Jounce is going to play Weezer with Jim. Because we need another guitar player.
You need a Rivers.
So, yeah, and he knows all the songs already. He was like, oh, this is going to be easy.
And he's creepy, and he's done a Japanese animation video.
And we get to like, change songs if we want to, like, lyrics if we want to.
For the kids.
So we're going to do Hash Pipe, but we're going to, it's, Bubble. I got my night light.
Don't give away the whole show. Don't give away the whole show right now. But
I'm just saying.
I'd like Jamie to be Baby, if you could do that.
No, we're just doing the songs from the Blue Album.
That's it.
Beverly Hills.
He's feeding you now. He's giving you boobies. Please take both sides, then go back to...
I start to harmonize, and then you drop off.
Everybody
go ahead,
drops off. All I'm saying is that we're going to do a little kid rock and roll show.
Congratulations,
and they just keep everything... They just turn the volume down. They're like, just do your show. Play like normal, like, because they get the lights going, and Brooklyn Bowl is like a real, like, venue.
Yeah, but are you going to sweat this same amount?
Probably will sweat a little bit.
I'm saying, like, these kids can't,
No, it's okay. They have someone, they have like a...
They have a splash guard?
No.
They have a Patrick Ewing mop man? Do you get your own mop man like Patrick Ewing?
No.
I wonder when you rock out.
I don't really sweat that bad at Brooklyn Bowl because they give you fans.
I think we'll know we've made it in the podcast business when Salter King Studios has its own... Sweat mop man for Dan Tamberelli. Oh, come on, that was like one of our favorite parts of Madison Square Garden or watching Knicks games on TV was times when they wouldn't cut away to a commercial and you got to see the Patrick Ewing mop man work every foul shot because he was always he was always there.
Yeah,
it's true.
If he wasn't fouled, he was right next to the basket, waiting to rebound, and there was always sweat.
I remember the when Scottie Pippen dunked on him.
Scottie Pippen.
Moving on.
Do you know Scottie Pippen?
No, it sounds like an overseas
before.
Player. Anyway, moving on, Dan.
Moving on. November 10th, you should come. You should bring G.
Oh, for the kids. Thanks. Yeah. That sounds fun.
At Brooklyn Bowl.
Okay.
1 p.m. start time. They're like,
for the kids,
9:30 load in. I was like, what?
What is it?
Yeah.
Is it a Sunday?
It's a Sunday.
So were the Giants not playing or something?
I'm over football, man.
Cool. Yeah, you're wearing a hockey hat.
Yeah.
And a hockey haircut, by the way.
I'm more interested. What hockey haircut?
What hockey
I'm more,
haircut?
I'm more interested
that's
in
actually,
hockey.
That's actually my other reality show. It's called Hockey Haircut?
But I will dip in because it was fun to watch. The Giants win a game or two.
Yeah, the new quarterback. I mean, he looks like he's doing all right.
Daniel Bones Jones.
Yeah. Is that his nickname?
They do a disservice to him and to the Giants organization.
They do a disservice to human brains every day with concussions.
Yeah, they do.
Repeated, low impact.
No,
high
but they were like, oh, like Fran Tarkenton, he could run. He was a great running quarterback. And they're like, and Jeff Hostetler, they put Daniel Jones in the same sentence as these guys. It's like he's played two games, chill the fuck out.
Yeah. I got it. All entertainment is coalescing at the same point, and that is that pro athletes after their first contract are like the Stranger Things kids.
Right.
You should really try and get all your money in the first three seasons and get out. It didn't happen for Pete and Pete because we didn't get the fourth season or whatever, but it seems like they're always going to find a way to screw you over and the most enjoyment is going to be, this is not to say people shouldn't have long careers, but I think football players would want to get in and get out before they're completely destroyed.
I think you're seeing more of that. You're definitely seeing more of that these days because people
I'm thinking about soccer and how much heading the ball fucks you up.
Yeah.
As much as I love soccer, heading the ball fucks you up.
I mean, there's a whole thing about young girls and heading the ball and not doing it to a certain age.
Yeah, but the headgear really doesn't even help.
They really shouldn't do it until they're, you know, fully like 21, 22 when they're grown.
Was it not that you said that kids shouldn't throw curveballs before they were 16 or something like that
Well,
we're talking
and
about
sidearming. You can't throw a sidearm.
We're talking about your brains. Well, if any kid, young boy copying Cano is going to, the most feared double play combo in baseball in the late 90s of Ray Ordonez and Edgardo Alfonso.
Yeah, man. Somebody's been reading that book I got him for his birthday.
Ooh.
He must like it.
Yeah, well, a little bit. I don't want to talk about my sports teams.
For the listener, Dan sipped a beer with satisfaction, whereas Jeremy wiped sweat from his brow.
After thinking about the season for the Cincinnati Bengals. It's not great. In speaking of horrible sickness, I've been a little sick, so I sound a little congested.
I'm wondering if this is related to your knee infection. Do you have an abscess or anything?
Oh, God.
Could we fill that in with putty, Dan? Do you have any skin restoring?
It's just discolored. It's like I scraped my knee
forever.
Got infected.
It's like you scrape your knee forever.
And then, I mean,
yeah,
it doesn't.
You
like,
got scarred, man.
Yeah, you
scarred yourself. And as an older guy,
you have no way to express your emotions but punch.
Your epidermis isn't what it used to be. So
as long as it's not an epidural.
Why not? I hear those are great.
Yeah.
I hear that,
that's just like turning up the seat warmer, is what you're saying.
Ah. The Oh man, let me tell you, three heat settings, not speeds.
Wow, so, back to the bidet.
Oh man, I could talk about it all day. It was all day bidet day. You know, like in the dishwasher that'll move this. You could customize it.
For the listener, Jeremy is displaying a finger dexterity I'm not often familiar with.
All I'm saying is Christmas is coming, guys.
All I'm saying is that it's amazing that he went to a beautiful wedding and had a nice time with friends.
And focused on the ass play.
The thing that he's most excited about is
the ass play.
The
wedding was.
The gentle tickle.
No, I think it was like a technologically aided ass play.
That's true. No, that's absolutely right. A robot played with my butt. But listen. I don't mind it.
While you FaceTimed your girlfriend.
Just for a second.
Wow, you cheated on her then.
What? What do you mean?
First impact, bro.
I'll show you the photos later.
This is not going to help you.
No. It's like, yeah, I had the conversation. Yeah, I asked the president of Ukraine for help. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. What are you talking? What's the problem?
Well,
my line stops when Kate says, hey, you want to take a look in here and see what happened? And
no.
I go,
oh, the diaper?
Actually, not the diaper. Yeah. No, she poops. She has a good poop. Sometimes she'll be like, do you want to see it? And I'll be like, yeah, sure.
That's a lot of information, bro.
I'm just saying.
Thank you.
Make the call right now, which is more disgusting. That, which you're looking at shit, and this, which you're just looking at a human face that you love, that you're in love with.
Being impacted.
Via video conferencing call,
yeah,
which is
but
worse.
Were, but
looking
were,
at shit.
You were... No, I think it's different.
It's not.
I think it's different.
Please, everyone who thought that was weird, put all that on Dan.
Here's more context.
Who's
she
to
has
judge?
IBS-C, so she doesn't poop all the time.
Yeah,
so when she poops, it's
no,
a
I
very serious,
oh, I forgot.
Like, ooh, cool.
And you remember that Danny was the spokesman for IBS-C
when he was younger. That was hepatitis B.
No, it was IBS-C.
It was hepatitis B.
It's a smaller IBS, and it carries 3.6 volts, and it can charge most cell phones can be charged from IBS-C.
Oh, there you go.
I had to take Alfie to his 3-month checkup, he got his
15,000 miles. Or
he
what
got his
got tires kicked.
He got his oil changed. Said that the front rear fender needs some work. What was I going to say? Oh yeah, he had to get his hepatitis B booster shot.
And they still had some pamphlets kicking around the office.
No, but Kate showed her. Kate like took her phone out. She goes, "Hey, look." He was the spokesperson for hepatitis B.
She's like, thank you for this jab.
She was like, cool, thanks. Anyway, he's doing good.
She's like,
good. I'm like, cool, all right.
And then
this
she's
is
like,
going to hurt a little bit.
And
boom,
and then
2 seconds,
and then
scream.
the doctor swipes, and it's like picture of the poop with Danny's smiling.
We don't necessarily take pictures of
In my non-union days, I used to take pictures of my poop all the time.
I know.
You've sent us pictures of your shit.
Oh, that's since I joined the union. I sent
so
you guys
what is how is that not as disgusting as me just FaceTiming with the person I love while I'm sitting on the toilet?
I don't know. I think the facial expression is, it's like a Hitchcock movie. Like, you don't need to see it, but it's more psychological. I don't like it.
It's interesting. You know, you never see. Yeah,
you know what
like
I mean? Like, I can see the poop, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a good poop.
I think
it's
he's
like,
talking
you
about
like
the
doing like, ugh, like making the face.
Yeah, he's talking about the shower
first
scene.
Impact.
The shower scene in Psycho versus like the documentary film in Vietnam of the guy just walking up and blowing the guy's head away.
Right.
Yeah. There's like two different murders.
Yes. I sort of understand, but I still, I'm on team Jeremy on this whole thing.
Yeah, well, I would think that you
would always be on
the other
side. That's pretty easy because your name is Jeremy.
Yeah, because I am not Jeremy. Aforementioned.
I'm on your side.
So I did another fun thing that didn't involve pooping.
For once.
Me, Marla and I, who is moving in very soon, FYI, there's a huge yard sale pile out there. I'm getting rid of stuff, trying to get ready for roommate.
Nothing's going to happen to this room, though, right?
Oh, no.
This is our room.
Seltzer King Studios is remaining
absolutely
intact.
Not.
Have no fear.
She loves it.
Faithful viewer.
I love her for that. We went to a dog yoga class.
You took Muppet to a dog yoga class?
No, no, no. This is a yoga class where they have adoptable dogs just running free.
And where does the yoga come in?
You're doing yoga while that's happening.
The dogs are walking on your back while you're yogaing.
they're walking. Yeah, it's like goat yoga, but with dogs.
Yeah, why you yoga?
It's the first time I've ever done yoga, and I was sweating my ass off.
It was hot yoga then, huh?
It was. It wasn't supposed to be.
No, he was just nervous.
It was August or September.
I would be nervous. I would probably sweat not doing much.
It was at Big Alice Brewing over there in Industry City, and
oh, they have a bigger place because they used to be in Long Island.
Yeah, that's their they have a big place now. It's nice.
What do they call those? The Brew House.
Uh-huh.
Brew House.
Actually, we've done a bunch of Homer Simpson indicator tours where. We go to breweries, but then there's like a bar attached to it, and that is typically called the
brew house
or the tap room or something.
Mostly tap room, I would say.
Tap room.
But anyway,
which I thought was like a huge mushroom that grew underground on a tree.
That's tap root, and that's also a band.
In the tap room.
Oh, yeah. No, but I just, I thought it was a pretty cool, I've never done yoga, and I actually really enjoyed it, and probably will do it again.
Okay, so this is a double.
10 out of 10 would do again.
This is a double Guinness.
Well, probably not with dogs.
Because, you've never done yoga, and you've never done yoga with dogs.
Right.
Was that distracting? How could you be zen
if
you're like, puppies?
This instructor was really, it was like it didn't feel like a beginner thing.
As soon as the instructor peed on the fire hydrant, everybody broke the tension.
No. it seemed like a more advanced thing. So, and Marla and I were just like, we've never, she's done yoga, but I've never
done it. You didn't blunder your way into this class. You saw it in Time Out New York
or
whatever
Facebook
the fuck.
Ad
exactly.
Or something.
And then you said, hey, we're going to go to this. You deliberately went there. You didn't just like stumble
Jeremy,
and
what
say,
did you
no,
wear?
I didn't say
it
that.
Smells like urine.
I want to know what Jeremy wore.
I wore these shirts, these shorts.
Really?
You
exposed your legs in public.
I've worked on that. I'm good now.
You're over it?
Yeah.
That's cool. If you think Jeremy should show his legs more in public, let us know at 347-470-8150. Positive reinforcement is good. Thank you, listeners.
No, but I just wanted to shout out Pup Stars Rescue, which is in New York and Brooklyn, and they do great things. And it was put on by them and a couple other sponsors, and Big Alice gave you a free pint of beer afterwards, which I thought was very fun.
Brought to you by Jim 2 Celebrity Bidet Service.
That's right. No, but...
for all your bidet service needs.
For all your bidet service needs.
Have you guys ever done yoga?
If you're famous.
You probably do yoga. Well, you both do.
I did yoga in high school.
Hoga?
I did yoga when I was a little kid.
Hoga's with
and then I did it again.
It's during midsummer. No, it's in Sweden during midsummer. And everybody gets murdered.
Hoga.
And then my friends started taking yoga classes from my mom
to be cool,
saying, "Wow, your mom made me feel so good."
And that's
at yoga. And I was like, "Fuck you guys, I hate yoga."
And that's when Tamborelli burned down the she shed.
Yep,
he burned down the she shed so his friends couldn't take yoga.
That was the lead up to the hitting stick.
A spark from Lake Snug caught. Caught fire, floated over an ember from Lake Snug.
Good old Lake Snug.
Caught the billowing, orange for yogi color curtains out the window.
No, I just have a newfound respect for
it. And the whole she shed burned down right there, right next to the pool. It's awful. And Dan just stood there and made sure it burned.
Oh, God. You're bringing me back to that era, to my little Jersey bubble. And,
Remember, my buddy Joe used to make vines.
Yes, we used to make vines. No, way before that. Joe
with a C.
Our buddy Joe.
Joe, yes.
San Francisco Joe
with a C.
San Francisco Joe. San Francisco Joe's wife called into our podcast, and she seemed a little tipsy. I asked her about it. She was a little tipsy.
Glad she remembered.
His little brother Larry got married the same day that
Edmund
got married.
On my birthday is what you're saying.
No.
The day after my birthday.
No.
Sunday.
The following weekend.
The weekend.
I don't know. Who cares?
It was before your birthday.
How can I make the conversation about me? About me is the question.
You can't yet.
On the cusp. Virgo.
And so Larry had us... we got the band back together, the old Jounce crew.
The Ridge.
So we sang Nina Simone song.
Kentucky Quinn.
It's You Don't Know What It's Like to Love Somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Love
Named somebody. Kentucky right. Quinn.
We
yeah,
had to
I know
change
the
lyrics to You Always Know, because if we're singing You Don't Know What It's Like to the bride,
right?
It's kind of like, oh, well, you... It's a
but
real
then you always
one-sided.
Know what
yeah,
it's
I would have
like.
Changed it. I
yeah, well,
changed
that's
it.
What we did.
Yeah,
we had,
split that
we had to. We had to do it. It was our first night out without the baby. My sister babysat,
and we played a wedding.
I played one song at a wedding, and then the rest was just party time.
Well, you should have played a Tom Petty song next time.
But and we didn't. But Joe's a very pushy dude, and he had a couple drinks, and he's trying to get me to stay for the after party, and which then, made me ask Kate if we could stay for the after party.
And then the voicemail came.
Which was a complete and total, like, we had a deal. We were going to be at this wedding. We're going to leave together. We're not doing the after party.
We're
going to go back home.
Until we see our baby.
Until we see the baby.
I understand.
Right, the whole thing. But I had had a couple drinks as well, and I was just kind of like, but it'll be fun. I won't be too long, blah, blah, blah. So we get into a bit of an argument over it.
And little Steven has to settle it between you two.
No, little Steven. I chose wisely and said, you're right. And I had to tell Joe, sorry, I know that you live 3,000 miles away, but I'm not going to hang out at the after party.
I'm not going to be dubs.
And the after party was at the hotel across the street from Bryant Park. And there was like, it was like the fucking
New York
City wedding.
It was a city wedding.
Oh, wow.
It was in Bryant Park.
Interesting.
But the hotel had like, I don't know, it was a bridge and tunnel, like underage almost crowd that was just like packed out and nobody could really talk to anyone or like, it was like loud and people who were there were like, oh, I'm glad you didn't go. But what I want to say is,
Alfie would have
been. Joe's listening. Joe, after the after party, decided to go out with some of his cousins from Canada who know how to drink and can drink very well.
Canadian club is what
Canadian
he's saying.
Drinking is much different than American drinking in terms of what they can handle. They go to an Irish bar. And Joe,
you notice how
gets
nobody
too drunk.
Opens a Canadian bar.
I know
nobody.
Right?
Do you know anybody who's opened a Canadian bar?
When I was in when I was in the UK, when I did that Richard Lloyd tour, the only place that was open late night was a club behind the hotel, and it was called Quebec City.
That's different.
So in the UK, it was a Canadian.
Quebecois is not, you know.
It's okay.
All I got's 2 5s. Love Strange Brew. Love it.
So what happens classic. when you have the best man, who is Joe, at his brother's wedding.
On the third after party.
Right.
He gets very schnookered at this Irish bar and slips and falls down and cuts his chin and has to go to the hospital to get stitches. I would have ended up being at because I would have stayed out with him.
Right.
And then the honey, I'm coming home late is honey, I'm at
the
hospital.
Emergency room.
But instead, his cousin took him home and his dad had to take him there. And I was like, oh man, you're that guy. And I'm sorry, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm telling you this story, but I have to.
Yeah.
I have a scar on my chin, but it's not from that, Joe.
It's not. Anyway, I don't know why I decided to say that, but I did.
Yeah, whatever. I mean,
it's just on my mind.
It's a wedding story. What are you going to do?
It's a good wedding story. Yeah. I mean, look, a lot of things can happen at weddings.
Many things.
I just think it's funny that he's a pillar of being a good boy.
He keeps the time well on the drum set.
That's true.
Can't do that if you're some drunken slob falling down cutting you. Chin. So I'm faced with a bit of a quandary here, Mr. Joe. Are you who you say you are?
Mm.
Or,
oh boy.
Or are you the beast that you unleashed that night?
Let us know at 347-470-8150. Joe, call in
and tell me that I'm a piece of crap airing out your dirty laundry.
We'll hear it in about a year and a half.
And thank your wife for kicking off this segment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. No. Call back anytime.
Yeah. What else is crapping in, gents?
I just wanted to jump in on the wedding thing.
That?
Hey, did you have to go to a wedding in the last couple weeks, Mike?
Do you say that?
What's crapping in?
Yeah. Do you actually say that?
Not really.
I can't see saying that in any kind of mixed polite or in any excellent company whatsoever. I could say it to myself
right
in the mirror.
Yeah, no.
Before I FaceTime my girlfriend that I don't have about a bidet I don't have. You know what I mean? Like that. Mm. If I'm you,
what's crapping in? Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, no, I can't no. see. I, mean, I can't I see saying of, that.
Well,
like,
that's.
Ever.
I mean, that's what you.
I can't say
that's
that.
The text you write before you post the picture.
could also be.
You say what's crapping, and then you take the picture of you going.
So what you're saying is that there are screenshots from this FaceTime exist of you.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Oh
yeah.
God.
Of the first impact. Of the second impact, the spray, the third.
The 23rd impact when he's been in there for 20 minutes, being like, "This is good."
Powerful impact. Boom from a cannon. I could see, going back to water sports. I could just see if when you play the kids show at Brooklyn Bowl, that maybe how sweaty you are, the kids may have to step back.
You can turn down the volume on your amps, but you can't turn down the volume on your sweat glands. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. It's called a fan.
I'm a big fan, but then the kids will be.
Okay, so Gerard. Fan, you put a fan, then it arches
Gerard is scared
up towards
of
you. You will
hand
not
be, dryers and fans. And I
he's
think
scared of fans?
Of like big box fans, you know what I mean? Because we say, don't put your hand in that. Yeah. It could cut your fingers off. And now he's just scared of all fans because of that. But also hand dryers. And a friend, you know, his kid is scared of toilets because they flush really loud, you know, super loud. They're in the airport one time and it just got taken by surprise by an automatic flushing toilet and it was traumatized. So
they're loud. They can be very loud.
I'm thinking that that's, too. I think that's maybe why he doesn't like crapping in the toilet yet. What's crapping in my life? If you had a question,
right.
Was that he prefers to poop in his diaper.
Okay. Well, that'll have to change at some point soon.
I told him most normal people poop on the toilet, unless you're on a moving train and then.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends, so for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Well, I used to be scared of weird things like the car wash. I would just start screaming.
Oh, he loved but the not, car. He oh, loved really? The car wash. Yeah, we went to the car wash recently.
Oh,
he had a great time.
Yeah, but
because
I mean,
there
I was younger
three,
than he is now.
Three colors of foam. It was like it was like the Italian flag, but day glow. It was really weird. Yeah, but he enjoyed the polishing brushes and the things that look like Pac-Man ghosts whipping back and forth.
The
waxy strips. What do you call them?
Yeah. I don't know what you
the
call them.
The bushy blonde,
blonde hairdos.
No. Nobody's surfing US.
Okay.
Let's just tone it down.
He really dug that. He liked the machines that like spun and scrubbed everything. And they do look like stuff out of the Electric Company or Sesame Street. Some of the puppets and stuff like that. So I get it. Lately,
if anybody's parent is a plumber, then also they would know that those are like some cool things that they pull out of their dad's bag.
And you should look up opportunities at Gym 2 Celebrity Bidet. if you've got any plumbing experience whatsoever, look them up. And if you have a big mouth, even better. You know, TMZ is paying top dollar for those stories, those celebrity poop stories, as Jeremy can prove.
Obviously, yeah. I mean, it was a big hit last time.
No, I didn't go to any weddings recently.
Oh, well, that sorry. Was the weekend.
Yeah. Sorry.
I thought we could bring that together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you think about going in any weddings? Did you think about wedding crashing?
You get into places, and especially that's interesting that you talk about Bryant Park, but just people sort of taking public places. Where I'm working, we're out east in Long Island, and that's another large place that's being used for a wedding, specifically this weekend while we're laying down some cable and doing lighting over there. Mm. There's also other preparations going on. And
I bet it costs more for them to have the wedding because there's that cool factor of
film set.
Yeah, they're shooting something here.
I hope not.
What about a film set wedding? You know, craft service is the.
Well, if you've ever watched Jane the Virgin, that's what they did.
That's awful.
Yeah, I have not.
And it was actually a good show. I will go out on a limb and say that. I had to watch all of them.
Well, we know.
Oh,
why.
Because of your wife?
Your wife's a big fan of that show, I think.
Big fan of that show, yeah. Yes.
Basically, it hasn't been canceled yet. It lives
on. No.
It lives on.
It finished. It had a real ending. It's not like these shows that go off the air after
one or two
seasons where you're like, what? There was going to be something. They're like, they got it. They got the full deal.
It lives on in God Funded Me.
Oh, it's on CW Seed.
I'm sorry, CW Seed?
Yeah, you know what CW Seed is?
No. What is it, like a streaming?
That's like their streaming service.
Okay. That's a horrible.
Where they have lots of like weird shows and stuff that I don't understand how it got made.
CW had the Swamp Thing that was a show for about a day.
With Adrian Barbeau?
I don't know. It was a modern redo of Swamp Thing. I think they aired one episode that they canceled.
They're like, this is terrible.
But I kind of wanted
to
see it.
If you only air one episode, there had to have been how does a show go all the way through to be like, we made a whole season of it. We're going to air one episode.
Never mind
and that's
that.
It.
Never right. mind that. Tons of fuck ups pass through many, many hands on the way to fuck up, Phil.
Well, I mean, Game of Thrones is the obvious.
No, forget
huge.
That. No, that's tiny shit. I'm just saying, like, there's all kinds of errors that nobody sees that everybody thinks somebody else will take care of. Mm. And luckily, you know, it hasn't happened too often in the fucking space program. You know what I mean? Where these rockets blew up and, you know.
Well, we had a few of those, though.
Well, I'm saying forget about the millions of dollars wasted. You're talking about, forget that. You're talking about human lives and that type of stuff. And all kinds of fuck ups pass all kinds of, and I'm not saying that robots are the fix for that. You know,
that's not where you're going.
I'm not saying that robots.
You threw it out there pretty quick.
No, I'm just saying that.
But robots are not to blame.
No, robots are not the fix for that. Lots of people use computers and pass the fuck ups right up on, you know, right down the line.
That's what those IBM commercials are all about, man.
IBS? Is that still a IBSC? is that still
Watson or whatever? Right? Isn't that there? That's their like. It's their extra smart computer.
Here's what I know about IBM the last 5 years.
Watson will help you deliver more brake pads from Callahan Auto in Sandusky, Ohio.
Until you made another sale. What I know about IBM the last few years is Jeopardy, right? Their robot won Jeopardy, right? They made Watson.
Know.
Remember they had Watson and it was on Jeopardy.
Watson,
yeah,
right,
it was
now.
He. It was a contestant, and then they had like a chess playing robot too, right? That's all I remember about them.
I keep an eye on the other robots, the
Boston,
University of
Boston,
Massachusetts, whatever
Boston
it is,
Boston Dynamics or something.
They now have one that can do a backflip, and that's terrifying.
It's really not a short stretch now. It's a very short stretch now too. Them being able to do gym tan laundry robots. If they crowd out the weekend, then really, what do humans have to offer this world?
Can I talk about something I hate? Can I do a brand I hate?
You don't like raging? You're not about raging?
I'm into raging sometimes, but was watching just randomly, MTV was on, and there's a show on about ghosting someone, and they
you
do
don't
this,
like the show?
Oh, it's just the worst. It is the worst. So in my
yeah,
book this
so we
week,
hung out. We had sex, and that's all I really wanted.
But
and
then
I
they
decided
go behind, yeah,
to, you know, stop talking to her.
It's basically,
well, why did you do that?
What's that show, Fishing the Catfish? It's Catfish, but with
ghosting.
In reverse.
Fucking horrible.
How can you, I don't know how you can make a show out of something like
well,
that.
Well, watch it, and you'll see. It's like
They need to fill a lot of airtime, apparently, during the week.
Yeah.
Don't forget that Viacom still has our copyrights by the balls, too.
Yeah, speaking of that, too.
Join our Facebook group.
That's right. We started a Facebook group called We're Gonna Storm the Pete and Pete Season 3 DVD Warehouse. They can't stop us all.
Right, we're taking the idea of
Naruto running through the Holland Tunnel into Jersey City and then raiding every single warehouse we see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the you know, you can go on Facebook.
Which would be great because there's a lot of, like, you know, here's a Homer Simpson indicator. There's a lot of alcohol being stored in these warehouses in Jersey City that need to get to New York, but they don't have the money to have a warehouse in New York, so they have to do it in Jersey.
Really?
Yeah, I used to do that. When I worked for my uncle delivering wine, I used to have to drive the 18-foot box truck through the tunnel.
18-foot? Why is that? That's so specific.
Because that's what it was.
Jeremy,
it was
18-foot, I think,
box truck. 18-foot, oh, okay.
Jeremy, 18. I think, but that's the length. Otherwise, it wouldn't go through the tunnel. I think we should all go make the wine. It should. I think we should go make the wine, so then you can fall down and go, but it shouldn't be the same day that we go deep sea fishing with Gene Ween.
Oh man, we should definitely do that. No, but the check out the Facebook group. See, I mean, I think it's
but don't
hilarious.
Look for me because I'm not in the Zucco system. But
that's right.
Please feel
but
free. I'm also not on Instagram.
He's not in
but
the Zucco system, but
some,
he's really sucked into
too.
Jack.
Yeah.
Just as bad.
Facebook.com groups / Storm the Pete and Pete season. Nope. Storm the Pete and Pete 3 warehouse.
With the N spelled out.
Look, here's
that's
the deal.
That's with the N.
The one problem with this is that the name is too long.
Well, it's a Facebook group.
Group is too long.
Not the idea in itself. That's not the thing that's
flawed
about this.
No, what? Because everybody wants it.
I don't know why you would
everybody
think this is too long after Area 51,
I think it might result in some DVDs, but it might also result in a pile of dead bodies, so we don't really want to be responsible for that.
Well, that's why the Facebook group is not in our name.
It's
only in Jeremy.
It's a no-name, really. It's just a Facebook group.
But we're talking about it on our podcast.
That's
we're not talking
true.
About it somewhere else.
That's liability, right? That gives us ownership.
No, it's Danny Mike with a Z.
Oh, there you go.
For legal reasons.
No, but check us out. Check that out if you can. You can add to it. You can join it. You have to agree to some questions. One is tell your friends about the Danny Mike podcast. That's one of the questions. The other one is you have to learn to Naruto run, you know, which is not something that... You know, you can just do.
You can't
you
just be an ordinary
ninja. You need
ninja.
A lot of length to do a Naruto run.
And I figured since the UFO thing
I couldn't
thing
do it in
away,
my
you know?
One-bedroom apartment. It's hard.
Oh, yeah, I have a railroad, so I'm fine. Back and forth. G will be a Naruto runner before long, growing up in two different railroad apartments.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's double railroad. They call him double track.
Double
they
track.
They call him, yeah.
Double track G.
Yeah, all the kids at daycare already. He's the king.
Yeah. Check that out. And there's already been some really great, funny shit that people have posted, and I've just put a list of things that we might need, which is grappling hooks.
I'll never see it unless you repost it somewhere else, but I really appreciate every single response that you are giving to a website that I don't support.
Yeah.
Well, we do screenshot them and send them to Mike.
Yes. And
you airdrop them when you can. It's really unwelcome.
I airdrop them when I
not
can.
Not welcome. Refuse. Do not accept.
Refuse. Have you ever gotten a random airdrop?
No.
If
I know perverts do that
if
to
you
girls
sit,
sometimes.
Yeah, if you sit on the train, you definitely... I opened one up and I was going to text my buddy and I was in the DMV and all these people popped up and I was like, oh, I could send all these people in the DMV. I waited until the day before my birthday to renew my license, like a classic jerk. And
3.5 hours later.
It was quick. And the woman at the counter was very nice and said, happy birthday tomorrow. She was the first person to wish me happy birthday because she knew that I left it to the last minute.
I only send you a happy birthday on your day. I was never early like you.
I was 6 days early consistently.
Consistently
for years. Yeah. And he didn't have the heart to tell me.
Well, it's a good
like,
guy.
I don't have the heart to tell my local crossing guard that my name is not Robert. It's Michael. I keep trying to get Adele to call me Michael loudly in front of me and stuff like
You're
that.
You're trying to stage, like, happenings?
Yeah. And she's just, Robert all the time.
Mm. Robert, huh?
Yeah.
You're not a Robert to me.
I think it comes, you know, when you see somebody, you think of somebody else, you like the person you associate with them and then accidentally.
Mm.
I don't know why the freak she thinks my name is Robert, but it isn't.
Yeah.
If you think my name is Robert, let us know at 347-470-8150.
Or if you want to find the crossing guard and convince her that his name is Robert.
What, she
you
already
can put
knows
it,
that?
You can put it in one of those origami notes and just
default,
pass it to her as you're walking across the
that's
street.
That's the default position.
Listen, people are going to start coming up to you and telling you that this guy's name's Mike and it's not
true. Don't believe,
yeah.
Yeah, all it takes is one.
If he starts questioning his name is Robert, call 911.
Yeah, absolutely. what else? What else is
Shout out to your local crossing guards doing.
Hell yeah.
Doing a job, keeping the kids safe, and generally slowing traffic down.
Yeah, I've passed a few that really take that job. I mean, you should, because it's kids and stuff, but there are also times when the kids are in school and they're still out there, and it's like, all right, now you're just kind of like directing traffic. You think you're a cop now. I've seen that a couple times. Maybe that's Park Slope. Maybe that's Park Slope.
It could be Park Slope.
Yeah.
You could be the outlier. But it might not be that way for everybody.
I would rather someone be a little tougher than just like, you know, you catch them smoking a cigarette on the corner.
Oh, man.
Sticking their finger up their fucking nose.
So there's a a Twitter account called How's My Driving New York, where you can just, if you at them with somebody's license plate, it automatically searches a database for all the violations and comes back with some. There's been a few doozies gone on.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, because it takes away a degree of anonymity. However, this one jerk off was like, had been assessed like $14,000 and was 9,000 behind. And I understand that maybe you don't want to have your financial situation disclosed.
Violations?
This one person.
Like,
no, I'm just noticing, you know, Dave Colonna.
I got towed a bunch of times because I didn't fucking move my car. Does that make me a bad driver?
No, because it would say it specifies the type of.
Yeah, that's not a moving.
The type of violations. It's like.
I was asking if it was just. He said no.
This came up after people were killed close by to Seltzer King Studios on 9th Street in kind of a tough collision for the neighborhood, and a lot of people came out and they were freaking out, and it turned out that this driver was impaired and should not have been on the road, and gave up her license, but should not have been on the road. And a lot of people kind of, you walk that line between disability and self-sufficiency, but also a danger to others. It's very heavy, and I understand what you're talking about. Maybe you have a privacy concern, but a few different people,
I don't care if
a few different people have had tough interactions with people and then search their license plates, and it turns out they're sitting on a lot of violations.
So, but what happens with that information then? What do you do with it?
It's public, that's all.
No, I know, but is it just like you, because that person is long gone by now, to be like, I got his license plate, and you check it out, and you're like, oh, that person had all these violations. I'm glad he didn't hit me. How does it end? It's like,
correct.
Oh yeah,
typically,
I was right.
It's a bot.
I'm right. He was a fucking piece
it's a
of
bot
shit driver.
Because it's doing a database lookup. It says this vehicle would have been eligible to be impounded under your city councilman's proposed law about if New York City, you know, motor vehicles are
if you too
have
many
this many
things,
outstanding fines, they should be impounded, especially for running the speed limit, in a school zone, stop signs, like that.
That has changed since then?
Yeah. I mean, that's your city councilman, and he proposed it.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was because of that.
He proposed a law. I'm not sure that they're directly related, but this is a recent, you know, the bot only started posting people's public records after that.
I mean, I was just trying to further the conversation. I don't really have a.
You're a name and shame.
I don't have a privacy issue with that. I think that's good, but I just don't know what good it does. It's like I was right. You know what I mean? Like you're saying that under this proposal that
you guys might recall my vodka sauce road rage episode that I talked about a few
on
years.
Staten Island.
Staten Island. I remembered that person's license plate number and looked it up later. And the same.
Are you serious?
Yeah. The same.
That's insane.
Why? I have a steel trap mind.
I know, but like.
You don't turn it off, bro.
Numbers and letters that.
Easy. Easy to remember.
Can you remember it right now?
No. Okay. I looked up their number in a database, and that stuff is like.
Yeah, but I'm saying that was
available.
A couple of years old before this database was around.
No, that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying is that you can search a database before that of license plates and find out what violations are outstanding on that car.
I had no idea.
You didn't know that?
No. It's funny because, oh shit, man. There was a car for years when Tom lived here. guy on the couch, lived here. He
Tommy Handprints Kane.
There was a car that sat outside for at least a year, year and a half, and it was had flat tires, had shit in the window. Like, the window was cracked. There was stuff.
Was it covered with tickets?
It was covered with tickets, and it never got towed, and we never understood why. I have the license plate out there, so I think we should look that up and see how many.
What do you mean? It's still out there?
Yeah, it fell off. I took it.
You took it.
Where is it?
It's on the piano out there.
But where's the car?
For Patreon, listeners and watchers, we'll let Jeremy flood the Patreon site with his little ode to that car.
The day photo.
$50 a month level, and we'll let you come over and sniff the license plate. You can sniff the license plate at the $50 level.
So you remember, I think two episodes we were talking about the short film you did.
Expired?
Yeah.
About the parking meters in Boston?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where are you going with this? Did you find it?
Well, no, but maybe it's a different one then. I thought I met the director on set 2 days ago. He came up to me. He was like, I was talking about the podcast, and he was like, oh, yeah, I know Mike. I directed him in a short film.
Oh, it could have been somebody else,
though. Electric. Camera guy. Good Lord, I should have gotten more information.
I didn't know if it was that short film. You didn't get a name, though. Is what you're saying,
Nicholas? I don't know.
You really give me Nicholas. A lot. You give me a lot to work on.
Yeah. I mean, how many short films have you done, yeah. Michael?
A few. How many? This is an umbrella term for a feature.
Right.
Umbrella term.
Yeah.
Yeah. More than one. In the early aughts, it became web series.
Webby. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, I thought it was the same, and. I guess I should have written his name down. Shout out to you, whoever you are. I've forgotten your name.
St. Nicholas.
Yes.
Comes once a year.
That's right.
It is Adam Bernstein. He just thinks of all the Pete and Pete episodes.
Yeah, it is Adam Bernstein because an electric I know who's gaffing told me that Adam was directing a show. So you could be working on a show with the electric crew that I know.
Yeah, I think it was a camera guy, though.
Can this guy not shut up and take yes for an answer?
It's the context. It's the context that I worry about. That you know,
it's a steel trap mine. I can't turn it off.
I kept the license plate memorized,
and when I got home, I typed
it
in.
But it was that day.
Yeah, it was that day.
I understand.
However,
now I feel better about it. I was thinking that you 3 years later still remembered the license plate which you typed into this. Database.
Oh, you can't.
Because the way that we were speaking about it made me think that. Now I don't feel as bad.
Come on, you remember stuff.
Yeah, I remember lots of stuff. I remember the first time I smoked a cigarette off the street.
Oh God, I remember the first time I did School Bandits.
I remember the first time I saw him puke on the in between two parked cars.
Won't be the last. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It might be.
I remember the first time we drove. Away with pizza on the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Do you guys remember when we, on our last road trip, when we were riding in the flashing airport lights in Idaho were syncing up to AC/DC?
That was one of the coolest things ever.
That was AC/DC, right?
It was a couple songs. We got a couple songs of that. Where are we coming from? Oh, was it going back from Indiana?
We're coming from Ohio and going to Ohio.
Probably.
We're trying to just drum up more of that voicemail business. Look, if you're from Ohio, let us know at 347-470-8150. Do it, Buckeye.
You've turned a corner, Mike. I appreciate that.
How so?
Because you're asking for Ohio.
My stark defiance of Ohioans.
Oh, that's a great band, Defiance Ohio.
Defiance Ohio.
Shout out to them.
A great city, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just only driven through it to get to Youngstown.
Yeah, I don't think. Well, maybe we've been through.
Let's not besmirch the Mahoning Valley so early on in the podcast, fellas.
Wow,
isn't that the last place we went to Waffle House? Was in the Mahoning Valley?
Probably.
Oh, God. I remember we chased that bunny around through I filmed, and Jeremy chased that bunny into the parking lot.
I think it was the opposite.
Did you chase a bunny into a parking lot?
I thought you chased it.
And then you chased your. Yeah.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous. Why are you trying to chase a bunny into a place where cars are driving around?
I was chopped, covered, and smothered, so I was really not in control of my own faculty.
You know who
you weren't capped, though? You don't go mushrooms?
Snow-capped? No, sir. Oh.
Part of me wishes that the woman who got into the lion enclosure at the Bronx Zoo would have gotten scattered, smothered, and covered. She apparently jumped the rail to get closer.
She got Darwinized.
There was still a moat, you know. But
I just made it up a new word. I wish she got Darwinized.
Jeez.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I like scattered, smothered, covered, personally. But
that's like regional. I think Darwinized, no matter where you say it, people will know what you mean. Mm-hmm.
Is there a Waffle House? Is
He's it... been Darwinized.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, even outside of Australia, you would still get it.
Right. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I'm going to get out of this like cage to swim with the great white shark.
Yeah, that's nuts. Don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, you could do it if you know what you're doing.
No, I mean, if you're good at nose...
But this was a lady.
If you're good at nose punching, I think...
You never heard... You didn't hear about this?
Is this recent?
It was like 3 days ago.
I think the standard big animal defense works. If you punch them in the nose, bear, shark, or lion, they run away. Crocodile, orca. I think you can punch an orca in the nose. They will swim away.
I know that's the rumor, especially with sharks, but it's not something I've ever...
They all have the nose gene. Tested. It's connected. Yeah, so it makes them... If you hit them in the right spot, that's actually my least favorite part because it's so creepy. A Firestarter, when George C. Scott talks about how he's going to murder Drew Barrymore.
Oh, my God.
George, the friendly orderly, will hit. Oh, my God. Such a creepy. Thanks, Stephen King. You give me fucking nightmares, bro. Not just during the day, not when I was sleeping, but that's graphically creepy.
To say the least.
Yeah, and that's to say nothing of the play that he did with Danny where he invented paper towel tank
tops.
Okay,
okay. But you should, look, I don't want to bring that up.
You should bring to the child show that you're going to do, the children's show.
Oh, God. You know what? We should do...
just a tank top made out of
paper. You don't tell any of these musicians their notes! And then I smack every one of them in the face.
Did you know that George C. Scott turned into Richard Lloyd?
It's basically the same
it's
at
the
this point.
The same character.
Oh, wow. He gets, we've all had some flawed father figures in our lives. If you've had a good father figure, let us know at 347-470-8150 because there's some good ones out there.
Yeah, dude. That's important, too.
I'm doing my best to be a good dad. I know Dan, I hope Dan is doing his best to be a good dad. I know he's got a good example.
I'm doing, I got a good example
to learn from.
You?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I don't know.
Not from Jeremy.
Why? I'm a dog dad.
I wouldn't pull a Tiki Barber if I were you. And I'm glad you didn't. So
what about New York references, sports references.
It's no. I was talking about your family. I think you have a really good. I had known your family for a long time, but it was really good. Really enjoyed the wedding. Whenever that was, over a year ago. How old is your kid? Yeah, over a year ago.
Yeah, but not much over a year ago. It's about a year and a couple months. Because we got to work.
It's 14 months. Mm. Yeah, I understand.
You had
oopsies. It was an oopsies.
That's okay. He's a wonderful oopsie.
I flew too close to the sun. Yeah, is what I like to say.
You lost your wings.
Yeah. I Icarus'd pretty good.
I feel like
that is not a word. Darwinized is a word.
Icarus
is not a word.
You've been Icarus'd. Yeah, you fly too close to the sun.
You Icarus yourself. You can't be Icarus. You know what I mean? It's like, here, put this wax on. Try these wings, son.
I had this great...
My name, Daedalus.
Again, probably in the early aughts, I had a background on my computer that was amazing black and white shot of Mike Tyson, Daryl Strawberry, and Doc Gooden hanging out together. And the caption underneath it was just... When you fly too close to the sun.
Wow. Yeah, we'll look that up.
It's a real good one. It's a preemie meme.
I thought you.
It's a preem.
I thought you'd put them at the Edward Hopper Diner.
At the end. That would be good too.
Nighthawks.
That would be good too. If any artists are out there and they want to do that, send it our way.
What about dog poker? They could just be the three humans of the bunch. No, okay.
You know what? Dog poker can go away.
Let's edit that.
Like
let's edit
dog?
That part of the
you
podcast
like
out.
Dog.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Dog paintings?
Yeah, we'll stop right at
velvet dog paintings.
We'll stop right at
red
what
velvet
you said.
Dog
we're getting
paintings.
One in here. Though.
We'll stop right. Speaking of velvet paintings, I was cleaning up recently, doing a little cleaning around my birthday, and I vacuumed my velvet paintings. Painting.
Can,
I
really?
Got rid of one.
You
yeah.
put it on the ground and
I
you
got,
vacuumed it.
I got.
No, you can leave it up. You just have
I have a Jesus. I have a Jesus one, but they don't have like strings in the back. You know those like they're just hanging from the frame.
Wood, yeah.
So it really kind of pulled away from the wall when I started to vacuum. But I'm doing some cleaning, you know,
it really untied the room together, man. I'm gonna leave.
Gerard doesn't talk about the paintings that much, but he likes the photos that are of him, obviously. That type of stuff.
The I guess we should talk about December, gentlemen. What do you think? You want to tell the beautiful folks on the
Dates to Remember
the podcast that we're going to be doing two very special shows here in the New York area.
We have two planned, we might have three, potentially four.
But
we
two are announced.
Two are announced.
So the 12th of December, which is primo holiday season, we're doing a very special show.
12-12 for
Brooklyn
you number types.
Brewing.
Yeah, we go to Brooklyn Brewery. It's not brewing.
Everybody does it differently, you know what I mean? Some are brewing, some are brewery, some are tap house.
I'm pretty sure all beers begin the same way.
With the Brooklyn bowl.
With water and hops and malt, you know what I mean? Like all
they all have tanks. They have these big, giant steel tanks.
They're called kettles.
Yeah, well, you should
that
know
we call
that
kettles.
That we call kettles.
You didn't have anything to do with that, calling them kettles.
No, they're tanks.
They're silver.
They're big silver tanks.
Not black.
They're kettles.
They can moonlight as kettles, but they're also tanks.
And then the 13th of December.
Thanks a lot.
We'll be up in Woodstock, New York. Colony.
Yeah,
which,
Colony is
super,
a cool place.
Super cool place. Yeah. And,
does it have any other names? It's just called Colony?
The Colony.
I don't know if it is, though.
It's called it's Colony.
It's just Colony?
I don't know.
Whatever. We're doing a really good job of selling this shit.
Colony here in Woodstock, New York.
Yeah. Anyway, that's that second weekend of December we'll be hanging out.
That's right.
Doing some
very
local,
special
localish shows for all of you New Yorkers.
That's right. And who knows? Who knows what those will be? It's going to be a fun evening. What else, gents? We also have a whole strew of dates with Lori Beth Denberg. Check those out.
It's called Slew.
Slew. What did I say?
Strew is not a word.
Strew
is not a word.
Strew.
All right. Well, we have a bunch of dates with LB. Check that out, nostalgiapersonified.com, with all those infos and ticket links and everything on there. That should be very fun. You should check out The Last Podcast Network. LastPodcastNetwork.com. They have a bunch of great shows. They just did the part five of Mormonism.
A religion invented in upstate New York.
You couldn't figure it all out just from watching a two-hour, three-act, or two-act play musical, really.
Right.
The Book of Mormon.
Oh, there you go. We should do an outing. I want to go see that. I've never seen it.
I said we're going to make the wine. And then go deep sea fishing with Dean Wein. What is the problem?
Well, that's another day, though. That's a whole other event. Anyway,
it's an outing.
What else? Patreon. Thank you so much. You're probably watching this video right now.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. We rely on you. We thank you.
And
very
if you want to sniff the license plate,
yeah,
please donate it at the $50 level. Thank you. creating a new peer.
You can find this gentleman right here at Michael C. Marona on the Twitters.
Feel free.
My mom's calling.
Oh, your mom's calling.
I'm stonewalling her.
At D Tamborelli on the Twits, at Danny Tamborelli on the Instas. Mine is at Remy Balin or at Jeremy Balin on the Instas.
Yeah.
Bye.
I agree.
Okay.
Bye.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Balin. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with Yan spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.